Good evening, everyone. It's time for us to begin. I'd like for everybody to turn to number 340. 340 into our hands. Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we reap glory? Shall we reap tears? Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right. Millions are groping without the gospel. Quickly they'll reach eternity's night. Shall we sit idly as English onward? Haste, let us hold up Christ the true light. Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right. Souls that are precious, souls that are dying, while we rejoice, our sins are forgiven. Did he not also die for these lost ones? Then let us point the way unto heaven. Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right.
Let's all turn now to 421. 421, Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply strained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's song. Faithful loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's a master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
If you're able, please stand for prayer.
Our almighty, righteous Creator and our God, we bow, Father, and you're thankful, recognizing, Father, that that love has lifted us from our undone state, Father, from our sinful, lowly, and vile condition, Father, wherein we separated ourselves from you with our own sinfulness. Father, we weren't fit to be called your children, but you sent your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who paid the price, Father, for our sins and for the sins of others, so that we can be renewed, we can be restored, and we are that, Father, if we're obedient to your call, if we've put on Christ in baptism, we're called your children, and we're blessed eternally. Father, we're blessed in this life as well, and we're so thankful for all of your blessings. Father, we want to ask for your continued mercy upon us. We want to ask, Father, that you help us to look at that Savior, Jesus Christ, that perfect example, and to try and imitate that to the best of our abilities. Father, to glorify your name with faithful living, to glorify your name in our prayer lives, in our study lives, in all ways that we live, Father, in word and in deed, and in our thoughts as well. Father, we're mindful of those of our number that are struggling in various ways. Some of those, Father, who are struggling are here with us this evening, and they're such an encouragement to us. They uplift us in countless ways, and we want them to know that. We want to encourage them back, Father, us who are well. Father, for still others, they can't be with us. Many have been away from us for quite some time, and we're mindful of them. We want to mention them by name, Father. Rose Beattie, Jack and Millie Keen, Catherine Wright, Evelyn Belt, Judy Mayberry, and others, Father, who have been with us more recently but not today. Father, we've missed them as well. We've missed Naomi and Dustin and others of our number maybe have been dealing with some things. Certainly, Father, those who are in dealing with long-term ailments and conditions, Father, that your hand is so needed in providing for them. Father, we're mindful of the Blair family. We're mindful of the Whites. Father, we know, Father, that you can do greater things for them than what we ask. So we ask humbly, Father, that you would bless them, that you would bless us by blessing them. Father, we pray that you would bless our efforts to bring the message to the lost, this message of evangelism, of truth and love and mercy and compassion, which Jesus and his servants in the first century so faithfully shared with so many in such a trying time. And how can we do less, Father, in our times? So help us to draw strength from the courage that they had, to draw strength, Father, from that hope eternal, and know that there's no sufferings that we can possibly have in this life that are worth comparing, Father, to the glory that will be ours if we're redeemed in Christ, if we're found in your eternal heaven. Father, we thank you so much for your love and compassion upon us. We ask, Father, that you would bless us as we can come together this evening to worship. It's our goal, Father, to honor you in a public way with our thoughts, with our speech, with our singing and our praying, with our giving and our communing, with our study of your holy word. All aspects, Father, that we worship, we look to glorify you, and we pray that you would bless them. Help us to do them faithfully and diligently. Help us to have the right mindset to not be mindful of the things that are surrounding us that conflict us, that trouble us. Only, Father, on Thus Saith the Lord and the good news, Father, of Christ Jesus, Bless your church. Bless those, Father, that are serving in adverse areas, those of our missionary friends, Father, that are serving in far-off places, the Mayos and their work in Thailand, for those who are in war-torn places like the Ukraine and all of those who Doug is so dear with and to. And Father, we just ask that you would bless them, that they might keep the faith. Not only them, but others, Father, that we don't know about. We pray that anywhere your people are, Father, that your hand of mercy will be. Father, grant us your peace, your patience, and your forgiveness. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to read you Mark 517. 517. Oh, why not tonight? And we'll omit the fourth verse, so we'll sing 1, 2, 3, and 5. That's our song of invitation, 517. When you get that marked, I'd like for you to turn to 344. Jesus calls us.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives, while restless sea, day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from the title that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, make us hear thy call. Give our hearts to thy obedience, serve and love thee best of all.
So if you have, everyone have a card, I hope. We'll be talking about this tonight, but also through the PowerPoint lesson that we have. All right. The evangelism mode, that we're talking about tonight, is the overall basic plan of evangelism that the Heart-to-Heart School of Evangelism has given to us. And this evangelism program, as he talks about here, as you see this here, and I'm going to try to do this with a pointer. I think I can. Can you see that okay, if you see the pointer on there and everything? Okay. Let's start with this way. I'm going to start at community meals. Now, we don't do all these things. I don't know any congregation. Maybe there's some that participates and does all these different things. But one of the things that he's talking about is that everything that we do, we make it evangelistic. Don was talking about today, getting together and go bowling. Well, bowling can be evangelistic because we're meeting people, we're greeting them, we're becoming friends with them. So I'm going to start here at community meals. and youth activities, holiday parties. You know, we just had Valentine's Day. And of course, we kind of had a Valentine's party today, didn't we? Did you invite anybody to it?
Yes.
Good. Did they come?
No.
No. But that's okay. The effort is what we're talking about, inviting people to do what we're wanting to do. Holiday parties, special seminars. I guess we could call, you know, special seminars. We have gift baskets. Of course, we're getting ready to do that, aren't we? Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels is where, you know, you deliver food to the older folks in the community. Retreats, college ministry. We don't have any college kids, so it doesn't fit us, does it? Door knocking, and we're going to, some of us are going to start doing door knocking for those that we're sending cards to our new movers and things like that. Back to school events, card sending, which we're doing, benevolence, which we're doing, trunk or treat. Trunk or treat is where churches have, on Halloween, have opened up their parking lots and their trunks, and they have give out candy on that. I'm not a big fan of it, but that's not neither here nor there, but that's something that I know different congregations have done. Prime timers, I don't have no idea what that means, but graduation banquets, Bible classes, yes, gospel meetings, yes, Bible camps, yes, VBS, in the past, I think. But as you think about all of these things, what we want to look at is to realize that everything that we do can fit into the plan and the program that Rob has laid out for us in this. And of course, now as you look at your card, you can see this same pattern on the front of the card, not the back, the front, like this, where it shows the circle here. And there's six aspects to this evangelism model or evangelism plan. It starts with contacts up in the right-hand corner. That's where we filled out the card with people that we want to put on a prayer list and that we're praying for. And it moves down into prospects, which we're going to spend most of our time on tonight. And Bible studies, prospects lead to Bible studies. Bible studies lead to baptisms. Baptisms lead to new converts that grows the church, and that we can have new input and new feed from all those that have that become Christians as we go along. And of course, now he lists several different things under each one of these. Of course, one of the main thing that we're going to focus on tonight is the prospects and compassion cards. And I think sometimes as we look at all those cards that we have, right? There's a lot of them, isn't there, Stacy? You know, isn't there a lot of them? And but all of these can come under the general idea of compassion, because we're writing them to tell people we care about them, that we love them, we want to invite them, to let them be a part of the congregation. And so all of these things that we're doing along this line, and I don't know if you've counted them or not, ladies, they said they have 130 different kinds, maybe, and growing to go along with that. So there's a lot of different compassion cards. Prospects, as we look at this page, look at the idea, again, you have the over in the left-hand corner, and then we have all the different picture of all the greeting cards. It says, send at least 3 to 4 cards, at least. And I think it's important that we notice that they list, you know, at least 10 per prospect mail evenly. And he's recommending that that is being mailed over 3 to 4 weeks. My understanding had been originally that that should be something, those 10 should be reached in the first week. But he said spread it out so that they're getting cards regularly. I think that's the main idea that we look at. Now understand that things like this, there's videos on this on the website, and so you can go back and look at these things and hear Rob teach on them. And as you find out, just go to the right spot. And Rob told me how to find some of these things. He said, when you want to go prospects, you go to that right-hand column, and it'll live contacts, prospects, and so on. So when you want to look about, find about compassion cards, go to the prospect section and go to compassion, or go to cards. Like, that's where I got this lesson from for this evening. And he says, and of course it says, and of some compassion making a difference. And from Jude 22. And compassion does make a difference. How many times did Jesus see, as he was healing and seeing the people in need, it says, and he had compassion on them. He cared for them. And if we want to reach people, we have to have compassion in our hearts, in our lives, for people that are in need of Jesus. And everybody needs Jesus. Sometimes people just don't know it. But as we reach out to them, we are able to find a way to reach out and help them to know him. Okay, let's take up that compassion card and look at the back side of it now, okay? Look at the top. It's going to, and this doesn't have this on the card, so we'll look over these scriptures that he has here. Prospects and compassion cards. Luke chapter 10, 36 and 37. For which of these three do you think was neighbor to him? Now, who does he think he's talking about here? The Good Samaritan. You know, there was the man that walked, the priest that walked by, and others walked by. But then the Samaritan, who is considered, as we know, by the Jews, was considered of no value, right? Was considered worse than the worst. And yet, he was the one that had compassion on that man. Took him up, took him in, bandaged him, helped him get back on his feet, and left money so that even after he was gone, this man could be cared for. And then in Matthew 9:36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. Just what I was just talking about, that Jesus was moved with compassion for them. He did that when he saw the multitudes that were hungry. He saw the people that were in need. He saw when a mother had lost her son and they were carrying the casks out. He had compassion on her. And so he raised the son. Jesus, and we, of course, there's things that like this that we can't do, but we can be compassionate and thoughtful and caring for people as we go along. Then in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Many of the passages in the Bible that are what I refer to as one another passages or scriptures are for Christians. We can have compassion on one another. But that doesn't mean this doesn't also apply to people out in our world today. People are really hurting. I mean, not just physically, but they're hurting about so many different things. Do you think that everybody basically, let's say from a teen to an adult and all of all ages, that they have hurts? That they have problems, that they have struggles? So we have to, how do we know how to help them? Well, as much as we can, we get to know them. We reach out to them. And sometimes that's one of the reasons that what we're doing with our compassion cards is so important, because we're reaching out to people and letting them know that they're cared for, that they're needed. And so it's important for us to do that and help them. And as we get to know them, then we can personally have compassion for them as well. And in Jude 1:22, and some have compassion, making a distinction. If we have compassion on people, we will make a distinction between ourselves and the world. A lot of people just say that's their problem, right? You know, they don't, you know, that's, let them deal with it. And we can't solve all people's problems, but we can have compassion on them for what they have and what they're going through. Because a lot of what they're going through is what we are going through or what we have gone through. I mean, if you've lost a loved one, can you have compassion on someone else that has lost a loved one? The word that we use is not sympathy, but empathy. We empathize with them. We feel with them about their needs. And so as we encounter people, and as we touch people and maybe they open their hearts and their doors to us, then we can have compassion on them where they're at. Because we all have different, we've all gone through different things that probably at some point in some time they are going through or have gone through. I want to stop in just a minute here. You notice, see the Conta? If you'll notice real close, there's a CT under that. This file was made for a widescreen. And so I had to shrink it down to fit our screens. So there's some of this is a little bit off, but not too bad. But it's contact neighborhood cards. The cards that we started with, that's so important. So important that we have those cards and continually add to them as we can and go on from there. Okay, prospects and compassion cards. Now we begin to look at your card in the list here. You see contacts. With contacts is what we've been talking about. Well, what do you do with the contacts? Well, you choose a type of card that you're going to use for them. And for example, I was just thinking about this, Stacy, when we talked about all out of new movers cards. Well, there's a lot of other cards that we can send besides just new movers. But I really appreciate our ladies that are reaching out and caring for people and helping to send out these cards. And so what we do is that we choose the type of card or cards, because there's multiple as we go along, we want to use to, for these people. And so why do we write dozens of cards? Well, just what we've been talking about. Rob Whitaker says, in a way, we want to flood people with love. We want to pour out our love to them. And so when we get to the door to them and go to see them at the door, they're going to say, we're from the Church of Christ. Are you the ones that send all those cards? I'm looking forward to seeing kind of the reactions of these people and what they think about it. Some people say, why in the world are you sending me all those cards? There's going to be some people like that. But that's going to be okay too. Ultimately, what we're doing is to glorify God, right? And because we're trying to seek souls, we want to glorify Him in how we live and how we act and how we respond to people. And sometimes when people act like that, and if you've ever done any regular, door knocking, just blank door knocking, some people will talk to you and some people won't talk to you. Some people will slam the door. Some people will be nice. And you've got to say, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Now, we've got a plus because we've done something for them. And especially new movers, we're bringing them a basket with things to say thank you, welcome to our city, welcome to our neighborhood. And as Jude 22, it says, and some have compassion, making a difference. Again, this was earlier, we saw the scripture, but also it's one of the things that's important is that we want to make a difference in people's lives. We want to show them a different way, a better way, and one of the ways that we're going to be doing that is through, initially, our compassion cards. Now, as I've said before, there are dozens and dozens of every occasion. And I think one of the things that will be good for us to do, and I hadn't thought about this until today, is that for us to contact Rob and say, you know, you sent us these cards, this is the cards that you sent us. Do you have any new ones that we can get from you too so that we can keep fresh? And so that's something else I want to do this week when I talk to Rob, is ask for, see if there's any new ones that they also have that we can get from them and reach out to them. Again, I just think it's kind of funny the way the card, you know, the Kanta and the choose cards and so on. But that's just the way the program worked. What I was trying to do with this, just to give you a little hint, is that as I was looking at this, trying to make this work, is that I tried to shrink it, and there's an overlap. And with the kind of work that Rob has done for us here, is that I couldn't push it in. Many times you can push it in and make them fit. Well, I found another way to do it, but this is the only setback that we have from that. Okay, we look at these prospect and compassion cards. You notice there's a lot of, as you look at them, like we've talked about, there's a lot of different kinds. You see the one I'm going to start on the left up here. If you can read it, it says a special invitation. The next one in the middle says sending your get well wishes, praying for you. Yeah, and we just look at these. There's a lot of different ones. What do you think about when you get a card like this? If you received a card like this from someone from a Church of Christ, and you didn't know them, you didn't know anything about it, would you feel good that someone says, I'm praying for you? Now, if you're telling someone that you're praying for them, what should you do? Pray for them, exactly. And we need to, that's why we know the people that we're sending these cards to, we need to recognize this and pray for them. And pray, as the time comes, that we may be able to pray with them. I think some of the things that's touched me most in my life sometimes is that when things are hurting or I'm struggling and say, Doug, let me pray for you. And they stopped right there and prayed for me. It helps to hear someone praying for you. And I think this is a very very good benefit that we have along with these. The prospect compassion cards is that, of course, we have the contact, and then as you look at it, you have the choice, and then you have the composition. What do I say? Now, I know that you probably, I really like the idea that Central has shared with us some ideas on what to say in the cards. But just keep it short. Keep it short, but keep it sincere. And let them know that you think about them. And I like what he says here. Think long game. This is the beginning point that we're really making with people. It's the beginning point. It's our opening the door to people's lives. And we want, that's what, I think that's one of the things that is the hardest is to find, well, who do I talk to, right? I mean, when you're trying to do this on your own, who do I talk to? Who's going to listen to me? You can give out a lot of invitations, but sometimes we have to find the people with the open hearts. I remember a young a man, he's younger than I am, in Washington that I had met. So he's got to be young, right? He's a young man. He's younger than me. I found out, I mean, he came to our church building, came walking in one day, and his name was Kim. And so I got him and we started talking to him. Other people talked to him too. But we had something in common. We both liked to go fishing. And so Kim and I started going fishing, but we also started studying the Bible together. And after a few weeks, Kim was baptized into Christ. And he's still faithful to this day. And that was probably about 10, 11 years ago. And he's still a dear friend of mine. We don't communicate as much as we used to because we're a long ways away and he's a guy and I'm a guy and we don't always, you know, call each other as much as we should. But we're friends because it started with this idea of caring for him and talking to him and sharing with him. And he was unhappy with where he had been spiritually and wanted to find a closer walk with God. He was looking, he was seeking, he had an open heart. What we're looking for is how do we open people's hearts? And that's why we're looking at compassion cards tonight. We compose this and we say, I'm thinking about you. You know, your name was given to us that you moved into the area. I'm just happy to have you. You're here and I want you to know that we're glad that we can get in contact with you and touch your heart. And then after you compose these cards, whether it's one or two or three, how many of you are doing and how you're doing it, you give it to the coordinator. I guess that's probably Jamie, or you pass that on to one of the ladies. You guys are ladies who are taking care of the mailing too, are you?
We have been.
Have been? Well, that's fine.
I really didn't know Jamie was the coordinator. So.
Well, he's coordinator over most everything here. But I think the thing to think about as far as this is, program is concerned, but it's good that you ladies can do this, and others too. It's not just ladies. By the way, guys, I want to talk to you about this for a minute. The ladies are writing a lot of these cards, but if it's a guy that we're touching base, wouldn't it be good to get some messages from the guys too? You know, I think that would be something that would be really good. Don't have to write them all, but from time to time, write a card. If they're sending a card to a man, then we need to say, you know, let them know that we care about them too. It's not just from the ladies. And I guess that's what we're looking at here. And of course, once the coordinator gets it and nails it out, and there's one other thing that I wanted to talk about here, and talking with several different people this week, but especially the man from House to House, he says that the card, like we just got the February list, okay, for new movers. And what he says after that about the new movers is that they actually will get their first contact from House to House as a new mover, saying we're glad you're moving into the area, this Church of Christ is here, and so on, is on about the third Wednesday of the month is when they will get that. Then 2 weeks later, they get the first card from House to House saying, you know, again, that's the next contact from House to House. Then he said that's when you guys start mailing cards after that. That's a part of learning. That's a part of the learning process. And that's one of the things I learned this week. And so, and then we, again, this at least 10 over the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then what do? We go knock on their door and say, hey, we want to meet you. Anyway, that's kind of the process that we're talking about here and going from this steps. And then we have compassion on them by getting the letters or the cards that we're sending to them. And as we go along here, He's mentioned several different suggestions that I want us to think about. An excellent way for everyone to get involved in evangelism. Elders will put, I would say our coordinators would put members in groups depending on the size. And sometimes he suggests that every member be placed in a group. That means families are working at this together. Also, each family member should write their own cards. So everyone can be involved in this. Even young ones. If you know people that are in your age that we're sending cards to, you get to write a card. Don't hide from me. You're important. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're important. Every person is important, and every person can have a place in what we're doing. How about these prospects? Well, it does recommend that women prepare the cards most of the time. Your handwriting is probably a whole lot better than my handwriting. Is that right?
You got
some days, yes, sometimes days, no. Okay. Suggested the one that's over the cards choose appropriate cards for that list. It saves time. Organization is a key, and I know that that's being done here already. And writing meetings can be held before or after church service. He suggests Sunday evening or both. The room is designated for card writing, or at least for card places at this time. And we're going to put a card. We're going to put one of those long tables in that room too. So guys, if you could help put one of those long tables from downstairs into the room up here, that would be a big help. Well, the return addresses, this is one of the things that I thought was important. I saw several envelopes that have been pre-stamped. Now, that's a good idea. But he says the more personal it can be, the better that it can be, with the handwritten return addresses on it as well. And the reason for that is that we're writing handwritten cards, handwritten letters, handwritten addresses, so that people know that this is not just an advertisement. It's coming from someone. But don't have to write a book. But if you're struggling with what to say, then he suggests that we write some things down about that. Then sign your name and write the name of the congregation on each card so that people know who's sending it and where it's coming from. Divide the cards into 5 days. Mail them strategically so they can receive 3 to 4 cards a day. Now, I think that's going to have to be decided how best to do that. Because he says at least 10 per prospect. If you write 3 to 4, cards every day for 5 days, that's a lot. More than what he's suggesting here. But the reason to send it evenly so it's given out so that people are receiving cards on a regular basis. This is confusing a little bit. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit later. And then these cards can be placed in individual baskets or how you want to sort them, so that whoever mails them will know which cards to send next time. Cards will be stored in the library, which we already talked about, or in our room that we have over here, organized for easy access, so we can just come in. Coordinators will oversee the inventory order when there's more needed. So we need to keep up on the idea of where are we running out of certain cards? We need to order some more, and so that we can do that. And we can, if we see a cards that we're using more than others, then we may want to order more of those. It takes a lot, I like this phrase, it takes a lot of neighboring to get a Bible study. So never give up. Just keep working on it. It takes a lot of effort for us, all of us, to reach out to someone. And one of the reasons that I like this program so well is that it gives us a direct plan on how to proceed to reach people. I've tried a lot of different things in the United States here. And sometimes it feels like you're butting your head up against the wall. But what we're talking about here is opening a door. So we don't have to butt up our heads against the wall. It gives us a way to think about people and reach out to them. We will then visit those neighbors that have received cards like we talked about with the new members, with baskets, with the people that we've been caring about, and cultivate the hearts of the neighbors. And most will be moved with compassion. Occasionally, we're going to find people that won't, as I talked about already. There's always going to be people that just don't care about it. And so remember that it's never wrong to love someone. Jesus, remember what Jesus did? He told them to go when he sent out the 70 or the 12. He told them to go into each village and that they should take nothing with them. And that if people received them, you know, go into their houses and teach them and so on. But he says if they don't, what are you supposed to do? Shake off the dust off your feet. Of course, they had a lot of sandals and that kind of stuff. And go on. Just go on to someone else. Because there's going to be someone that wants to know about Jesus Christ. As you look back at the cards again, and our six main things that we've been talking about tonight, is that the contacts is where we start. And if you haven't filled out a card yet with people that you want to be concerned about, do that, please. And by the way, if you have those cards that I gave you, the white card, big white cards with people's contact on them, we need those so that we could proceed with those as well. And then our prospects today, then the Bible studies and so on, this is the plan that we have, simple, six-step plan. That's the evangelism model that we're talking about tonight. When we think about the time for reaching people and calling out to people as far as lost souls are concerned, whether it's you or me, whether it's someone else in the world, but today we're talking to people that are listening to this message and those that are here tonight. What about your life? What about your soul? Where are you at? Do you need more help from God? Do you need to walk closer with Him? We all need help. It's never wrong to ask for prayers. It's never wrong to search for Him. If you need to do that tonight, won't you come as together we stand and sing.
Thank everyone for coming. I hope everybody got enough information after our lesson this evening. One thing we need to keep in mind, this is all of us, just not ladies or the guys. This is a work in progress. What fits us does not fit somebody's other or some other church as well, because our members are the amount that we have versus about somebody else's have. It's a work in progress, so we need to keep in mind and keep an open heart to, okay, well, next time we'll try something a little different. So keep that open mind as we go through this process. As I told the men this afternoon, I look forward to see what we can accomplish by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, not by tomorrow, by the end of the year. So each and every one of us here has a lot to do between now and then. Is there anything that needs to be announced tonight that I have failed to do, Krista?
Yes, we're going to try to do about 10 gift bags just to get them started. I don't have all my stuff, but it at least gives us something in case we do have a visitor. So if anybody who can help with that, I guess we need a table too.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask where those were. I forgot to ask that. We haven't got them made up yet, correct?
No.
Okay.
Good. It's taken a while for all the stuff to come in.
Good. Anything else?
Were you going to do that downstairs?
Don't know.
Okay.
Jamie?
The stuff is up here, but it might be easier okay. to do downstairs.
Good, thank you.
Because that room is small.
I forgot, has anybody has not had the opportunity to take of the Lord's Supper today? Raise your hand, please. Okay. If there's nothing else, Don, would you dismiss us, please?
Let us pray. Our Father, we come to you so thankful for the many blessings that you've shared with us. We're thankful for the project with this evangelism that we're working on. We pray that you will give us all the nudge that we need to get involved and do the things that are going to help build the members in this community here in our church. Father, as we look at the numbers that we have, we know that some of our current members are not feeling well. Some of them are unable to get out. We pray that you will touch them and help them to heal, if it be your will, and bring them back to us whenever they can get here. Father, we also have situations in our world today that there's strife and anger and evil, and we pray that you will touch the leaders of these countries that are making decisions, that they will make decisions that have to do with love and not with hate. We pray that you will continue to look over this congregation and help us to do the things that we need to do to reach out to our community. As we go through this, the rest of this week, be with us, guide, guard, and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.